New online resources target loss of control accidents. Another milestone for SpaceX. And yes, Virginia, there will be UAVs. This is Aero News for Thursday, December the 5th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, SAFE, has released a series of online resources designed to help pilots avoid loss of control accidents, which have been identified by the General Aviation Joint Steering Committee as the predominant accident category. Consequently, loss of control has become a special emphasis area for the FAA. The General Aviation Joint Steering Committee conducted a detailed analysis of fatal general aviation accidents for the period 2001 through 2010. Simply stated, loss of control refers to airplane accidents that result from situations in which the pilot should have maintained or regained aircraft control but did not. LOC is subdivided into two types, loss of control in flight and loss of control on the ground. SAFE says the resources should expand and improve understanding of the loss of control issue. These new online resources include a paper by SAFE loss of control experts called Maintaining Aircraft Control, an online course by the FAA safety team on avoiding loss of control, and a webinar by the EAA-IAC on maintaining aircraft control, and of course much more. Preventing Loss of Control Accidents Flight Instructor Open Forum materials will be available soon in the Members Only Resource Center on the SAFE website. Space Exploration Technologies, SpaceX, successfully completed its first geostationary transfer mission, delivering the SES-8 satellite to its targeted 295 by 80,000 kilometer orbit. Falcon 9 executed a picture-perfect flight, meeting 100% of mission objectives. The mission marked SpaceX's first commercial launch from its Central Florida launch pad and the first commercial flight from the Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in over 4 years. SpaceX has nearly 50 launches on manifest, of which over 60% are for commercial customers. The launch also marks the second of 3 certification flights needed to certify the Falcon 9 to fly missions for the U.S. Air Force under the Evolved Expendable Launch Vehicle Program. When Falcon 9 is certified, SpaceX will then be eligible to compete for all national security space missions. The Commonwealth of Virginia announced that it will award more than $2.6 million over 3 years in Federal Action Contingency Trust funds to Virginia Tech to operate an unmanned aircraft systems test site in that state. The test range is operated by the Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership, which is led by Virginia Tech and Rutgers University and represents an effort to safely develop unmanned aircraft systems. The University of Maryland has also agreed to partner with Virginia Tech and Rutgers on unmanned aircraft system integration. The funds will take the Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership from its current volunteer status to a fully functional and revenue-producing organization capable of competitively analyzing and testing unmanned aircraft systems for industry and government. Partnership leaders say integrating unmanned aircraft systems into the national airspace is expected to bring between 180 and 860 additional jobs to the Commonwealth, create between $45 million and $164 million in additional economic activity, and result in between $1 million and $2 million in additional state and local tax revenue per year by 2023. And just think, that doesn't count any new distribution centers that Amazon might build in the state. Virginia is hoping to land one of 6 designated unmanned aircraft system test sites to be named soon by the FAA. Here's one of the more refreshing bits of news we've come across in a while. The U.S. Navy Flight Demonstration Squadron, the Blue Angels, will return to its full schedule for the 2014 air show season. Following winter training, the team begins the season March 15th at Naval Air Facility El Centro, California, and will conclude the season November 8th at Naval Air Station Pensacola, Florida. The Blue Angels are scheduled to perform 65 shows at 34 locations throughout the U.S. in 2014. The Blues originally announced its show schedule for 2014 at the annual International Council of Air Shows Convention on December 11th, 2012. But that was before sequestration grounded them and a number of other military demonstration teams. The FAA has proposed fines against two U.S. carriers related to alleged violations of maintenance procedures. The agency is proposing a $325,000 civil penalty against Dallas-based Southwest Airlines for allegedly operating an aircraft that had been improperly modified. On August 29, 2011, maintenance personnel improperly installed a switch that enables flight crews to test the windshield heating system on a Boeing 717. The aircraft was operated on 1,140 passenger flights before the problem was corrected. A $304,000 civil penalty has been proposed against Great Lakes Aviation of Cheyenne, Wyoming, for allegedly conducting 19 flights with aircraft that were not in compliance with FARs. The FAA maintains that Great Lakes flew Beech 1900 aircraft out of Hayes, Kansas in January 2011 with de-icing fluid that exceeded the maximum temperature of 180 degrees Fahrenheit. The Great Lakes de-icing manual states that fluid heated to more than 180 degrees could damage the aircraft or the de-icer. Both airlines have 30 days from the receipt of the FAA's enforcement letter to respond to the agency. When Aero News continues, they're back, the Red Bull Air Races. Maybe they should call it Frankenplane? And you've just been bumped by a basketball team.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher-performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
The True Blue Power TSA35 series emergency power supply features lithium iron phosphate technology, resulting in an EPS that is 63% lighter than lead acid designs with a 10-year life expectancy. Available from your local avionics dealer.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, December the 5th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Tickets for the Red Bull Air Race World Championship season are now on sale, as the world's fastest motorsport series returns to the skies at exciting new locations around the world after a three-year break. The 2014 schedule includes two U.S.-based races in Dallas-Fort Worth at Texas Motor Speedway on September 6th and 7th, and in Las Vegas at Las Vegas Motor Speedway on October 11th and 12th. The Red Bull Air Race World Championship features the world's best race pilots in a pure motorsport competition that combines speed, precision, and skill. Using the fastest, most agile, and lightweight racing planes, pilots navigate a low-level aerial track made up of air-filled pylons just 80 feet high at speeds of up to 230 miles per hour. The competition is expected to be even more intense in 2014, as all 12 pilots, in a move similar to the days of the old IROC series in NASCAR, will be using a standardized engine and propeller, intensifying the focus on pilot skill and precision flying through the high-G turns in the challenging race courses. Well, it looks a little bit like something we might have dreamed up in Photoshop for our April 1st April Fool's edition, but no, it's really a taper-wing Waco with a jet engine bolted to its belly. The Screamin' Sasquatch was unveiled Monday night at the International Council of Air Shows in Las Vegas, giving airshow industry insiders the opportunity to inspect it up close before it takes to the skies with John Klatt Air Shows in 2014. The airplane, a taper-wing Waco, made famous by barnstormers of the 1920s and 30s, adds the modern twist of a jet engine that will thrill spectators with amazing sights and sounds. John Klatt, a lieutenant colonel in the Air National Guard who fought in Operation Iraqi Freedom in Iraq, and Jeff Borboon, a U.S. Unlimited Aerobatics champion, will pilot the Screamin' Sasquatch. The airplane is being sponsored by Jack Lynx. The company says that the partnership is an opportunity for the brand to demonstrate its strong heritage of supporting the U.S. military. Not to mention, it opens the door for a whole new level of those Messin' with Sasquatch TV commercials. Well, passengers booked aboard Delta Connection Flight 5059 out of Gainesville, Florida, Sunday found themselves without an airplane after the Delta aircraft chartered for the Florida Gators basketball team was grounded for a maintenance problem. The Gators were scheduled to play in Storrs, Connecticut against UConn on Monday night. Flight 5095 was bound for Atlanta. Well, the airline made a decision to honor its contract with the University of Florida and shifted the airplane to the charter flight. The Gainesville Sun reports that, according to Delta spokesman Michael Thomas, the passengers, quote, were accommodated on other flights, end quote, to Atlanta, and given vouchers for their inconvenience. Some had to wait until the next day to fly to Atlanta. Denver Parler, a spokesman for the team, said he was not aware of Delta's decision to shift the airplane to the charter flight. In other words, the team was not told that a whole lot of people who paid for their ticket to fly were inconvenienced just so they could play a basketball game, one of more than 30 in their season. Finally, there's an old wives' tale that death comes in threes. Well, I hope not. In the past few days, I've lost a family member and a friend and neighbor here at our little air park in northwest Louisiana. It's no fun waiting for the third shoe to fall. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thank you for listening. You're now cleared for departure.